Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. Tonight will be in English and Urdu.
Thank you.
Night readings with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We're so glad you're with us tonight. Let's bow our heads and open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together to share the good news around the world with those who are being wooed unto you by your Spirit, Lord. We pray for protection for those who are living a Christian life and for those whom Satan is seeking to destroy. We bind the spirits that would come against goodness in the name of Jesus. We bind the evil in the name of Jesus that would do harm to others. And additionally, we say and seek, Lord, that you would woo those unto you by your Spirit who are currently in the life of darkness and of evil, many who are blinded by deceit and lies and promises that will not be kept. Lord, we just pray that the false prophets and the false doctrines, Lord, will be swept away and that the light of your glory will shine throughout the world, that the light of your glory will shine in darkness and bring truth, life, and reality to everyone around the world. Lord, we pray that everyone will have opportunity to hear the good news and to make that choice whether or not they want to come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior and be a part of goodness, walking in the light, and to be a part of God's family. And Lord, we pray for God's family around the world, for we know that we are all a part of your plan, and we know that each one of us is special to you, for it says in the scripture, you see the sparrow fall, a tiny little bird, and you know the number of hairs on our head. You know our inner thoughts before we speak them. And Lord, we just pray that we would network together around the world to further your kingdom and for your purposes to come to fruition. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm not sure tonight, my friends, if my music is working. So when I go to push on one, if it doesn't work, I'll sing Amazing Grace. And if the music is not working, I might have to be a shorter show tonight, but we'll see. Just pray that my radio board here will work. It's not lit up as it usually is, but it did play the first song, which is set up beforehand, so that automatically plays. But the other one, we'll see in a few minutes if it works. We are so glad you're here. Usually John Paul calls in tonight, but I've been out of town, so I haven't had a chance to contact him, but I hope he does call in. I hope he's able to. Last time I was late because I was in the hospital. I had broken my arm, and so I'm hoping he doesn't think that I won't be here, but just pray that the Lord will quicken it to his heart and mind to call in a few minutes so that he can share. I believe we're in the fourth chapter of the book of John. But I'm trying to do one each month, so that would mean we should be in the fifth chapter. But I'm going to read the fourth chapter, even if we have read it before, as an overlap. Sometimes it's good when it's once a month to have a little overlap in what we've read and what we'll read next. But in chapter 4 of John, In the New Testament, it says, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard about the greater crowds coming to him than to John to be baptized and to become his disciples, though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, but his disciples did, he left Judea and returned to the province of Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way, and around noon, as he approached the village of Sychar, he came to Jacob's well, located on the parcel of ground Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jesus was tired from the long walk in the hot sun and sat wearily beside the well. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus asked her for a drink. He was alone at the time, as his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised that a Jew would ask a despised Samaritan for anything. Usually they wouldn't even speak to them, and she remarked about this to Jesus. He replied, if you only knew what a wonderful gift God has for you and who I am, you would ask me for the living water. But you don't have a rope for a bucket, she said, and this is a very deep well. Where would you get this living water? And besides, are you greater than our ancestor Jacob? How can you offer better water than this which he and his sons and cattle enjoyed? Jesus replied that people soon became thirsty again after drinking this water, but the water I gave them, he said, becomes a perpetual spring within them, watering them forever with eternal life. Please, sir, the woman said, give me some of that water. Then I'll never be thirsty again and won't have to make this long trip out here every day. Go and get your husband, Jesus told her. But I'm not married, the woman replied. All too true, Jesus said, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. Sir, the woman said, you must be a prophet. But say, tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here, at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshipped? Jesus replied, the time is coming, ma'am, when we will no longer be concerned about whether to worship the Father here or in Jerusalem. For it's not where we worship that counts, but how we worship. It is our worship, or is our worship spiritual and real? Do we have the Holy Spirit's help? For God is spirit, and we must have his help to worship as we should. The Father wants this kind of worship from us. But you Samaritans know so little about him, worshiping blindly, while we Jews know all about him. For salvation comes to the world through the Jews. The woman said, well, at least I know that the Messiah will come, the one they call Christ. And when he does, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. Just then, disciples arrived. They were surprised to find him talking to a woman, but none of them asked why or what they were discussing. Then the woman left her water pot beside the well and went back to the village and told everyone, come and meet the man who told me everything I ever did. Can this be the Messiah? So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus to eat. No, he said, I have some food for you don't know about. Who brought it to him? The disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Do you think the work of harvesting will not begin until the summer ends 4 months from now? Look around you. Vast fields of human souls are ripening all around us and are ready now for reaping. Believe me, brother and sister in Christ, now is the time to reap the harvest, isn't it? The reapers will be paid good wages and will be gathering eternal souls into the granaries of heaven. What joys await the sower and the reaper both together, for it is true that one sows and someone else reaps. I sent you to reap where you didn't sow. Others did the work, and you received the harvest. Well, that's halfway through chapter 4, and I'm going to see if my board will work and play a song. Let's see if it plays El Shaddai with Amy Grant. Yeah, it looks like it's working. Okay, we'll be back with you in a few minutes to finish chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. I get a break. Hang on, I'll be right back.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really did. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a praise report. As you may recall, I broke my arm and injured my lower back, the tailbone, 4 weeks ago, and it's healing up okay. It's still sore, and I'm having to do exercises. But if it goes continued as this, I will be well and have complete use of my arm, and I'm able to walk. So I praise the Lord for that. It may seem small to you, but it's sure huge to me because now I can dress myself and walk around and do my work around our home. So I praise the Lord for that. He helps us in all things, whether they be great or small, and in all things we give thanks. We praise the Lord for that. Now let's continue on verse 39, chapter 4 of the book of John. Many from the Samaritan village believed he was the Messiah because of the woman's report. "He told me everything I ever did," she said. When they came out to see him at the well, they begged him to stay at their village, and he did, for 2 days, long enough for many of them to believe in him after hearing him. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe because we have heard him ourselves, not just because of what you told us. He is indeed the Savior of the world." At the end of the 2 days' stay, he went on into Jerusalem. Jesus used to say, "A prophet is honored everywhere, except in his own country." And how true I know that to be. Oftentimes, among my own friends and family and where I've grown up, they don't understand or even know all that I do. I'm just Diane to them, like I was when we grew up. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. When you start working out in the world as the Lord has planned for you, there will be lots of people who listen to you and respect and even honor you. But your friends who grew up with you and even your family sometimes will just think you're ordinary. But all of us are special in God's eyes, aren't we? But the Galileans welcomed him with open arms, for they had been in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration and had seen some of his miracles. In the course of his journey through Galilee, he arrived at the town of Cana, where he had turned the water into wine. While he was there, a man in the city of Capernaum, a government official whose son was very sick, heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee. This man went over to Cana, found Jesus, and begged him to come to Capernaum with him and heal his son, who was now at death's door. Jesus asked, "Won't any of you believe in me unless I do more and more miracles?" The official pled, "Sir, please come now before my child dies." Then Jesus told him, "Go back home. Your son is healed." And the man believed Jesus and started home. While he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that all was well. His son had recovered. He asked them when the lad had begun to feel better, and they replied, "Yesterday afternoon at about 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared." Then the father realized it was the same moment that Jesus had told him, "Your son is healed." And the officer and his entire household believed that Jesus was the Messiah. This was Jesus' second miracle in Galilee after coming from Judea. Have you a miracle that the Lord has worked in your life or your family? Give praise when you gather together with your friends and church family. Give praise to the Lord about each miracle that he's done for us, because it will encourage others who hear about it, who maybe haven't come to know the Lord yet, and they will come to know the Lord through the sharing of the miracles that he has done for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Let's just take a moment, and I'll come back and read chapter 5. But let's listen to "How Great is Our God." Let's worship together. We'll be back in a few minutes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How great.
let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great
the name of the Lord, our God is great. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's read, brothers and sisters, in the book of John, chapter 5, continuing on from where we left off. Afterwards, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish religious holidays. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, was Bethesda Pool, with five covered platforms or porches surrounding it. Crowds of sick folks, lame, blind, or with paralyzed limbs, lay on the platforms, waiting for a certain movement of the water. For an angel of the Lord came from time to time and disturbed the water, and the first person to step down into it afterwards was healed. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. Brothers and sisters, don't give up. If you've been ill and have a sickness, keep believing, because there is a time appointed for you when the Lord will touch you. It may not be the first time you pray, but don't give up, as this story will tell you. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool at the movement of the water. While I am trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me. Jesus told him, stand up, roll up your sleeping mat, and go on home. Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up the mat and began walking. But it was done. Oh, praise the Lord. I've got to stop a minute. Believe in it, brothers and sisters. Reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment and believe for that healing in the name of Jesus. But it was on the Sabbath day when this miracle was done, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, you can't work on the Sabbath. It's illegal to carry that sleeping mat. The man who healed me told me to, was his reply. Who said such a thing as that? They demanded. The man didn't know, and Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, now you are well. Don't sin as you did before, or something even worse may happen to you. Then the man went to find the Jewish leaders and told them it was Jesus who had healed him. So they began harassing Jesus as a Sabbath breaker. But Jesus replied, my Father constantly does good, and I'm following his example. So sometimes the rules of man differ from the rules of God, don't they? We need to know the difference. Then the Jewish leaders were all the more eager to kill him, because in addition to disobeying their Sabbath laws, he had spoken of God as his Father, thereby making himself equal with God. Jesus replied, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing, and in the same way. For the Father loves the Son and tells him everything he is doing, and the Son will do far more awesome miracles than this man's healing. He will even raise from the dead anyone he wants to, just as the Father does. Can you imagine? Those Jewish leaders probably really got mad now. And the Father leaves all judgment of sin to his Son, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor God's Son, whom he sent to you, then you are certainly not honoring the Father. I say emphatically that anyone who listens to my message and believes in God, who sent me, has eternal life and will never be damned for his sins, but has already passed out of death into life. And I solemnly declare that the time is coming, in fact, it is here, when the dead shall hear my voice, the Son of God, and those who listen shall live. The Father has life in himself, and has granted his Son to have life in himself, and to judge the sins of all mankind, because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves shall hear the voice of God's Son and shall rise again. Those who have done good to eternal life and those who have continued in evil shall all rise to judgment. Now, if you're listening to us reading on Friday nights, we have been reading about that time of the white throne judgment in the book, the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. So if you want to hear about Revelation, listen in on Friday nights at this same radio site, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. I'm going to read the rest of chapter 5 in just a few moments. Let's just worship together. I could sing of your love forever. Oh yes, couldn't you just sing, brothers and sisters, of God's love forever? Mm-hmm. We'll be back with you in a few moments. Stay tuned.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer, set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. 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 When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Forever.
Lord for all of his love that he has for each one of us. We can sing of his love for us forever, can't we? Continuing on in John chapter 5, verse 30, "But I pass no judgment without consulting the Father. I judge as I am told, and my judgment is absolutely fair and just, for it is according to the will of God who sent me, and is not merely my own." So, brothers and sisters, Christ judges us. We don't judge each other. I think that's a little part of Christianity that some Christians have not followed just right. But we need to allow God to judge. We don't judge each other. "When I make claims about myself, they aren't believed. But someone else, yes, John the Baptist, is making these claims for me too." You may recall that John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin, so he grew up with Jesus and knew who he was. "You have gone out to listen to his preaching, and I can assure you that all he says about me is true. But the truest witness I have is not from a man, though I have reminded you about John's witness, so that you would believe in me and be saved. John shone brightly for a while, and you benefited and rejoiced. But I have a greater witness than John. I refer to the miracles I do. These have been assigned me by the Father, and they prove that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself also testified about me, though not appearing to you personally or speaking to you directly. But you are not listening to him, for you refuse to believe me, the one sent to you with God's message. You search the scriptures, for you believe they give you eternal life, and the scriptures point to me, yet you won't come to me so that I can give you this eternal life. Are you like those people of that time, struggling with believing in the reality of Christ? I pray that the reality of God and his Son Jesus will be revealed to you during our time together today or tonight. And I will give you opportunity to receive Jesus as your Savior in a few minutes. And he says, "And the scriptures point to me, yet you won't come to me so that I can give you this eternal life." Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus today. You're hearing this because now is your time, your appointed time, to come to know the Lord and to be a part of God's family, if you so choose. All you have to do is accept it. "Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me, for as I know so well, you don't have God's love within you. I know because I have come to you representing my Father, and you refuse to welcome me." He was talking to those people there who refused Jesus. "Though you readily enough receive those who aren't sin from him, but represent only themselves." See, even then, during that day, people were deceived. Let's just pray that those we love and care about and know won't be deceived by false prophets. Help them to know the reality of the true Christ. And Jesus says, "No wonder you can't believe me, for you gladly honor each other, but you don't care about the honor that comes from the only God. Yet it is not I who will accuse you of this to the Father. Moses will. Moses, on whose laws you set your hopes of heaven. For as you have refused to believe Moses, he wrote about me, but you refused to believe him. So you refuse to believe in me. And since you don't believe what he wrote, no wonder you don't believe in me either." Those writings of Moses are in the Old Testament. Perhaps your pastor can refer you to those scriptures in a lesson sometime after this one. Well, we praise the name of the Lord for that reading of the scripture and of God's word. We're coming now to a time in which we're going to give you opportunity to receive Jesus as your Savior. But before we pray, let's give you some scriptures to help you know what it means. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Excuse me a minute, I have to take a break. I'll be right back. Sorry, I am back. I've got a cough drop in my mouth. I'm sorry if that sound bothers you. But continuing on with John 3:16, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It's important, my friends, that we receive God's best gift. Also in John 1:2, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." Romans 5:8 says, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Did you know, my friend, that Christ died on the cross so that we could have forgiveness of sins and enter into the kingdom of heaven? It says that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's only through Jesus that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. There is no other way. So if you haven't heard this message before, I ask you, please accept Jesus into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you'd like to do that now, say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have been separated from you. I know I have been walking in darkness. And oftentimes many of you have felt oppressed and overpowered by something that has wanted to control you. Perhaps it's other spirits that are not of the Lord. You can be delivered from that in accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. For good and bad spirits cannot dwell in the same house or temple. If you think of your body as the temple of God or a house, when you receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, ask too that those spirits that have plagued you and oppressed you will leave in the name of Jesus. Say, "I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And I will use Jesus as my role model and example to follow in trying to grow into a mature Christian. I will read the scriptures to find out what it is to be a Christian. And I will share with my Christian family and friends the praise reports and the prayer request, and pray with one another to support one another. In the precious name of Jesus, amen." Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The angels in heaven sing when each new one comes to know the Lord. And the angels in heaven, God's angels, are singing right now because you have come to know the Lord. Let's sing with them and let's glorify the Lord. We will glorify the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord for each one who has come to know the Lord Jesus. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So many prayers. We know, Lord, that this last month that your angels have fought on behalf of us Christians around the world, for we know things we cannot share on this broadcast. But we know, Lord God, that you have been answering our prayers. And we know that it has been a battle going on. And we believe that there will be more fighting, for we know that evil wants to win. Evil wants to usurp the power of God in the earth. We know the devil goes around seeking whom he may devour, but we also know the Lord is more powerful, and we're so grateful for that. Lord, we just bind the evil around the world in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless those who are standing for the Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would give them strength and continuity and consistency in their lives, serving the Lord, that you will help them to learn how to let the shackles of sin fall off. We pray that you would bring to their knowledge of good and evil, and that you would give them the power to overcome evil. We just bind the spirits that are oppressing people around the world. We pray that the shackles would come off their eyes, Lord. We pray that you would anoint those who know the Lord to go around and touch others for healing and to free the oppressed and to cast out evil spirits that have possessed people in their communities and their parts of the world. For we know that God wants all of us to be a part of his kingdom. But those of us who know the Lord need to share it. Lord, we pray you would reveal yourself to all the people of the world and give them opportunity to choose. Lord, we pray they would choose good and that they would choose you. Lord, we pray for all the leaders of the world. We know there's no reason they can't be Christians and children of God. We pray you would reveal yourself to them. We pray that you would woo them unto you by their spirit. And for those who are falling after evil and Satan and lies and deceit, Lord, that you convict their hearts and help them to repent of their evil deeds and of their sins. And help them to receive forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ that only the Lord can give. Help them to know that no matter how bad they've been, that God will forgive them and make them new. Soften their hearts, Lord, we pray. Strengthen our Christian brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus for the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let's enjoy this song together for the last minute or so, and let's just worship the Lord together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just praise the Lord with me. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand. All power. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Take care. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning. Hallelujah. God loves you. Tune in each Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, California time. Also, Friday night, same time. Thank you for being with us tonight. God bless you. Take care, and bye-bye.